Practice 9, Part 2, page 46. Access to information from spoken texts. Evening news update.
Hello, listeners. I'm Lisa Smith. It is now 6 o'clock, and here is our evening news update for today, Monday, May 22nd, 2010. In today's political news, the Children's Fight for Democracy movement has managed to get over 5,000 signatures on its petition to lower the voting age. The local governmental party leader has promised activists a meeting to discuss the issue. If convinced it is a cause worth fighting for, he said that he would submit a bill to the House for approval. The Children's Fight for Democracy's main argument for lowering the voting age is the fact that youngsters are much more aware of what is going on today and much more sophisticated than they were when the voting age was lowered from 21 to 18 in 1973, and they feel it is time to lower it again. Today's internet information highway and the maturity of today's young generation make them capable of understanding issues and should help make them responsible for what is going on around them, they say. Rose Bloom, a 17-year-old student, explained how unfair the system is. She claims that the government expects young people to work, pay taxes, and pay full price for public transportation, but that same government is not at all interested in what they think or in giving them a voice to help change things. On the police blotter for today, a most interesting report. Today, on State Highway 7 near Cleveland, police stopped a 32-year-old man driving 121 kilometres per hour. The police discovered that not only did he have no driver's licence, he also had no arms. The driver, who claims to have been driving like this for more than 10 years, kept relatively good control with one foot on the gas and the other foot on the steering wheel. He told the police officers he had been driving that way without incident for some years. This fact amazed the police, who didn't know whether to arrest him or to put him in the Guinness Book of World Records. In spite of their amazement, the man still got a $170 ticket for speeding and driving without a license. In other news today, a very lucky Davis Brown, aged 50, was shot in the stomach during a bank robbery. That may not sound lucky, but during surgery, doctors discovered that Mr. Brown had a serious and deadly tumour. A spokesman for the hospital stated that had Mr. Brown's condition been discovered at a later date, it might have proven fatal. Reporters interviewed Mr. Brown, who indeed felt that getting shot had been a gift from God, and stated with good humour that he was one of the few people who could claim that a gunshot had actually saved his life. Mr. Brown is recovering from minor surgery to remove both the bullet and the tumour, and he plans to return to his job at the bank and a normal life within the week. The weather for the next few days will be a bit colder than usual, with highs in the low 70s and lows of around 40 degrees. Weather forecasters are blaming the cold spell on winds from the northeast and the cloud cover, which is keeping the sun's heat from warming us up. On Wednesday, there is a slight chance of morning showers, but things will clear up and get warmer for the weekend. By Friday, the weather should be back to normal spring temperatures with highs in the upper 70s and lots of sunshine. This is good news for those planning to go to the Harbour Festival on Saturday afternoon. For those of you who aren't aware, the annual Harbour Festival begins this Saturday at 2 p.m. There will be live music and dancing, along with free rides on the river in an old-fashioned yacht. For the kids, there will be plenty of games, a petting zoo, and even a pie-eating competition for kids aged 7 to 9. Don't forget to come hungry, since most of the local restaurants have food stands selling delicious treats. You can purchase tickets in advance by calling 075-432-1155. Children under 7 are free. That's all the news for now. Join us at 8 o'clock for our next update.